97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So we are, I don't know, what, T-minus 16, 17 days from a government shutdown. Are you nervous? Last time the government shut down, nobody noticed. Lights stayed on. But it is a cliff that, for some reason, the Republicans always get blamed for because they support spending less than the Democrats. And the Democrats are happy to just go on spending like drunken sailors. And so, unfortunately, are a lot of Republican members of Congress who are willing to let this stuff happen. Right now, there's a continuing resolution that's being considered. And what's going to happen with it? Are we going to stick to our guns and hold their feet to the fire? Probably not. I wanted to invite former Senator Bob Onder, obviously the current Republican candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, to join us this morning. Bob, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Great to be back.
We need your common sense voice up there in Washington trying to convince Mike Johnson to stick to his guns here.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. Yeah, you're right. The issue before the U.S. House right now is the continuing resolution that Speaker Johnson supports. He had planned to bring to the floor yesterday, but then pulled that back when he was concerned he didn't have enough votes to pass it. And the continuing resolution would be a spending measure that would continue the funding of the government for another 6 months outside of what we call regular order, where the Congress passes 12 separate spending bills like we used to do every year in Jeff City while I was there. And, and so that's not good. That's not good that we're funding that that we might fund the government by continuing resolution and to unfortunately spend too much. At the same time, Speaker Johnson, at the urging of President Trump, included the SAVE Act in the in that continuing resolution. And the SAVE Act, of course, is a very, very good thing. Now, you hear the Democrats over and over again saying it's already illegal for aliens to vote in federal elections. But yes, on paper, that's true. But whenever states actually try to require proof of citizenship, the Merrick Garland, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden Justice Department brings them to court and fights to stop them. So we need this common sense election integrity measure.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, when it got voted on, even a few Democrats crossed over and voted for it. They see the common sense in it.
Right.
Let's put Chuck Schumer's feet to the fire and make him vote against requiring it be citizens only voting in the United States.
That's right. In the vote a couple of weeks ago, five Democrats crossed the aisle. All Republicans voted for it. And 70% of Americans, including about half of all Democrats, support requiring proof of citizenship to vote. It makes no sense unless you're the Democrat Party with an insatiable lust for power and you want to cheat in order to win elections. And that's really what the Democrat opposition, the Kamala Harris opposition, is all about.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wanted to get your reaction to what happened with Amendment 3, because I have to admit, I was a little surprised. I just really thought the Supreme Court might vote to keep it off the ballot in November. It played out, though, the way that Mark anticipated it. What was your reaction to what happened?
Yeah, Kim, of course, that was extremely disappointing. What we have here in Missouri, unfortunately, and what is supposedly a deep red state, is a system that's rigged against common sense and against conservatives. We, on the one hand, have this wide open initiative petition process, which the legislature failed to reform back this year during regular session, and failed to reform, by the way, during the 5 years in a row that I filed initiative petition reform when I was in the Missouri Senate. Senate leadership was always dead set against doing it to kowtow to a handful of special interests. But, you know, that aside, then the question is, what do you allow onto the ballot through this initiative petition process, and what should the language be? And there is a clear constitutional requirement that the language fairly describe what an existing law is being repealed, and of course requires a single has a single subject requirement. Well, just listen to the way the proponents of Amendment 3, which is a radical abortion amendment, listen to the way they're promoting it. You know, IVF, reproductive health care, birth control pill, right to get miscarriages treated properly, and so on and so on. It is clear it violates single subject. Clearly, it's deceptive on its face. It is about abortion on demand in all 9 months of pregnancy without any health and safety regulations, any parental consent or notification, any ban on partial birth abortion, any informed consent requirements. That's what it's about. So the Missouri Supreme Court got it wrong, but I wasn't surprised because, again, another way the system in Missouri is rigged against conservatives is that we have a very liberal appellate judge selection system. So you appoint liberal judges and you end up with liberal verdicts.
And yeah, exactly. I like Kim said, I called that one because I'm like, this is the same court that had an opportunity to shut down Kim Gardner with all of the ethics violations and everything she was accused of. And instead, they just slapped her on the wrist and let her keep her law license. I mean, I knew when that happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Mark, and the examples abound. Just a few years back, that same Supreme Court ruled that the Missouri legislature had to fund Planned Parenthood, that we couldn't defund Planned Parenthood in the budget, that we struck down my law to attempt to reform the government union system that holds a monopoly over too many areas of government, including public education. Time and again, this court has given liberal outcomes.
Well, I mean, all we can do is keep fighting. I don't, you know, how is your race going right now? I know you're traveling back and forth across the district.
My race is going great. Your listening area, we won on primary day by 30-40% everywhere. Didn't do quite so well in central Missouri. So we're spending a lot of time in Columbia and Jefferson City and other areas in central Missouri. It's going well. I think if you look at my opponent's website, she is unapologetically with the Biden-Harris socialistic agenda. With abortion on demand, with infringing upon our Second Amendment rights, with socialized medicine. So I think it's a clear contrast, and I think we will do very well on Election Day.
Well, Bob, you're a welcome back anytime. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Kim.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Congressional candidate.
Day.
Yeah, you bet.